KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Right now, all over town, television executives at almost every network are sitting in their offices wondering, what happened? See, for the past 9 months, they've been developing and reading and planning and casting pilots for the upcoming fall season. And right about now, a lot of those pilots have come in. And the DVDs are piled on credenzas around the office in tiny stacks of expectation, their smooth, bright mirror surfaces full of the promise of a monster hit, a gigantic bonus, a house in the Riviera Palisades. You know, everything a decent person wants. But halfway through viewing the stack, stomach aches break out all over. The pilots aren't great. The comedies aren't funny. The dramas aren't dramatic. And the word goes out across town that this network or that network or this network president or that media company chairman, it doesn't matter who really, because in the next 2 weeks before they all have to put something on the fall schedule, it will be everyone at every network who will whisper to friends or gossip to a reporter from the trades or just sob quietly to their assistant that I'm really disappointed in our development. The problem isn't really that the pilots have turned out to be different from what they expected or went in a totally new, unexpected direction. The truth is, as one development executive once admitted to me, the least successful pilots are the ones that were precisely what the network wanted. So I had to ask her, why do you push so hard for certain types of shows? Why do you give so many notes then? Why do you micromanage everything? Well, what else should I do? She asked. Well, let it flow. Just stop stepping on the hose. Allow yourself to be surprised during pilot season. Get a bunch of pilots in that you haven't picked and needled to death. Rob, she said, I'm a vice president of development. I develop. I have a desk and a sofa in front of it and an assistant and a phone, and people come and sit on the sofa and they pitch me stuff and I call them back on the phone and I tell them what I think. And I mean, what you're suggesting is that I do nothing for 9 months. Just sit there, no sofa, no phone, just sit there and what? And trust? Trust that enough writers will put down the Wii or the Xbox or stop surfing the net and write something that isn't filled with unacceptable language that I can't broadcast or isn't too insane to capture an audience or isn't too dark to make it to syndication? I mean, forget it. She had a point. See, the business is so furiously competitive and the margins are so squeaky tight that the prospect of a hit, especially due to its unique ability to sell into reruns, a comedy hit. It's so tantalizing, it's so alluring, it's almost impossible not to get in there and try to manage the process and shape the product and engineer a hit. It's sort of like that book Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. You know, there's that big, slow guy who has that mouse that he loves. Lenny, his name is Lenny. You know, he has that mouse. He really, really loves that mouse. But he loves it so much he kills it. He just squeezes it too hard. You know, because he loves it. Because it's soft and it's furry and it represents the possibility of a big fat bonus and a house in the Riviera Palisades. But see, like Lenny, you can want something too much. Like Lenny, you can squeeze something too hard. You can end up killing the mouse before it even has a chance to get to episode 2. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll tread lightly on a sensitive issue. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.